And your host returns to Alcan Priderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
us to fend for ourselves. Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
Bari'tu ila Allahi wa ilaykum minhum wa min ashya'ihim wa atba'ihim wa awliya'ihim ya Aba Abdullah inni silmun liman salamakum.
Dear listeners, we were discussing this part of Ziyaratul Ashura. Ya Aba Abdullah, inni silmun liman salamakum, wa harbun liman harabakum ila yawm al-qiyamah. O Aba Abdullah, surely I am at peace with he who is at peace with you, and at war with he who is at war with you, until the day of resurrection. In this episode, I want to have a review and give us a short conclusion of what we have been discussing so far. And in the next episode, we will, God willing, move on to the next part of Ziyaratul Ashura. So here, we address Imam Hussein alayhi salam directly, and we say and declare, Ya Aba Abdullah. This means, we feel his presence. We must see him and call him and address him directly. And then we say that out loud. Inni silmun liman salamakum wa harbun liman harabakum. I am at peace with he who is at peace with you, and at war with he who is at war with you. This declaration is a reflection of so many traditions. For example, the Holy Prophet addressing the Ahlul Kisa says, أنا سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم. I am at peace with he who is at peace with you, and at war with he who is at war with you. The word silm means peace, and signify sulh, and this is the opposite side of being at war with someone. So in this part, we express our peace, we express our harmony with those who are at peace with Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the Ahlul Bayt. And it moves on, وَحَرْبٌ لِمَنْ حَارَبَكُمْ, and at war with he who is at war with you. The concept of harb does not always take place by means of guns and ammunitions. Harb is also something like attacking people's souls and minds. So the point we must consider in this part of Ziyaratul Ashura, in this day that we are living, is that we have to try to distinguish the different war fronts and defend and fight valiantly in the way of Allah. We must know who is fighting in the side of Allah and defend him. Now, one important point is that we have to find and try to establish a unified basis for our friendship and enmity. And then, considering the human dimension, we can find the path towards salvation more easily. we have to try not to take a mu'min as an enemy, because this will hamper us from reaching paradise. And that criterion mentioned by the Ahlul Bayt is this: كَذَبَ مَنِ ادَّعَى مَحَبَّتَنَا وَلَمْ يَتَبَرَّأْ مِنْ عَدُوِّنَا. This is far-fetched. He who claims our love but does not express his detachment from our enemy, this is a liar.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So in this part, we express our hatred from the enemies until the day of resurrection. إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. And the most important aspect, I assume, that we have discussed so far is this part of this phrase. إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. This means we will distinguish any kind of harb and war until the day of resurrection, specifically and most importantly, جِهَادُ الْأَكْبَرِ, the greater jihad and fight against ourselves. This means we are transcending the horizons to detach ourselves not just from the evils and its forces in this apparent world, but also against our nafs, against the human souls. And this fight must begin, and fundamentally of course begins, with the human soul. And the reward would be, as Imam Sadiq alayhi salam mentions, كَانَ مَعَ الْحُسَيْنِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ فِي دَرَجَتِهِ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. He would be with Imam Hussein alayhi salam in his station in Jannah. So what we concluded in this part of Ziyaratul Ashura is that it is imperative for us to kill this evil inviting self and attain the victorious state of peaceful self, that nafsul mutma'innah that the Holy Quran talks about. That way, we will be always victorious in different battles of this world. But the first war, the greater war, is our inward war. And this is the kind of war that Imam Hussein alayhi salam teaches us. He won that war beautifully by sacrificing faithful men and women. In fact, this is the greater war that we must see in the plains of Karbala. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Oh,
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين
بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين